Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. I want to welcome you to this episode on a PhD experience. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, and it is my prayer that the Lord will minister to us in this episode in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father Lord, we want to give you praise for another episode. We pray, O God, that you minister to us. You will grant unto us life from your word in the name of the Lord Jesus. Light will come to us and we will no longer live in darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome you once again. The Lord bless you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. On this episode, we'll be considering season of abundance. On this episode, we'll be considering season of abundance. The scripture speaking from the book of Psalm 65, verse 11, Bible says, "You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance." You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. As we all know, we are in the last quarter of this year, 2024. And the Lord is ministering to us. The Lord has spoken to us. The Lord is talking to us that this remaining part of this year is our season of abundance. As you can see, from January till now, so many of us, we have been working, we have been toiling, we have been trying to make ends meet. And the Lord is giving us this promise at this moment that in the last, he crowned, according to that verse, he said, "You crown the year." The Lord wants to crown our year with bountiful harvest. That even that hard pathway that we've been walking from January to now, he said it will overflow with abundance. This is the promise of the Lord to us. And the Lord is not a man that I should lie. He will definitely bring to pass these promises, this promise in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. So one of the people that enjoyed abundance in the scripture, we'll be learning from the story of that man today. What are those things that that man did that brought him into his own season of abundance? That is the man called Peter. From the book of Luke, from the book of Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 10, the Bible speaking from that Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 10, the Bible narrated the story of how Jesus Christ entered into the boat of Peter, and the person that has toyed all night, that has walked all night, that did not catch any fish. And after that, the Lord told him to throw his net into the river, and he caught abundance of fish. He caught fishes in abundance. He even called people to come and help him. So what are the secrets? What was the secret that made Peter to enjoy, or that made him to come into the season of abundance, into his own season of abundance? That is what we'll be considering on this episode today. And number one thing I saw from the life of Peter that made him to enjoy his own season, that made him to come into his own season of abundance, was that he was available. He was available. From that verse 2 to 3, we can see that the scripture says that he was available. He made his boat available. Jesus Christ saw two boats there, and he entered into Peter's boat. And it was even Peter that pushed Jesus Christ into the river so that he can minister to the people. Peter made himself available. For so many of us that we have been working from January to now, we have been totally, we have not been available for Christ. We have been available for ourselves. We have been doing things just to make ends meet. The Lord has promised us that he will crown the year with bountiful harvest. In other words, we will have abundance. However, the remaining part of this year, we have to make ourselves available in order for us to enjoy, in order for us to partake, in order for us to live in this our season of abundance. We have to be available. We have to be available. So, the first thing that caused a great abundance for Peter was that Peter was available. The availability of Peter propelled him towards having great abundance. If not because Peter was available, most likely Peter wouldn't have had that abundance. He would have gone home frustrated. Peter made himself available. and he made his boat available. I pray for you that in the remaining part of this year, you will live in abundance. However, please make yourself available. You having great abundance in the remaining part of this year is attached to your level of availability. Not just availability for any other thing, but availability for God's use, for the use of God. Peter made himself available. He made his boat available. He was available. So it's not just enough for you to make yourself available. You have to make your resources available. You have to make your materials available also. You have to make your car available. You have to make your phone available for God's use. You have to make that your WhatsApp status available for God's use. You have to make that your TikTok account available for God's use. You have to make that your Instagram account available for God's use. You have to make that your LinkedIn account available for God's use. Name it, you have to make everything. You have to make it available for God's use in this season of abundance in order for you to enjoy this abundance that the Lord has promised us. He said he will crown the year with bountiful harvest. However, you have to make yourself available. You cannot be unavailable for God's use and you expect God to bless you with abundance. You cannot be unavailable for God's use and you expect God's great abundance in the remaining part of this year. No. Our season of abundance is attached to our level of availability for God's use in the remaining part of this year. So my brothers and sisters, wherever you are listening to me, please make yourself available in order for you to enjoy your season of abundance that the Lord has promised us in the last quarter of this year. I pray that you will not miss your blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. The number two thing that I saw in the life of Peter that made Peter to enjoy his own season, that brought him into his own season of abundance, was that Peter was obedient. Peter was obedient. He was obedient. He was obedient. If you check that verse 3 to 5, you can see there that imagine someone that was not experienced. Jesus Christ was not an experienced fisherman. And he was giving advice to someone that happened to be a professional fisherman. And he had gone to that particular place at the best time for them to catch fish. But it did not work out. But Jesus Christ, who happened to just be a carpenter, people recognized Jesus Christ as a carpenter. And he came giving advice to someone that happened to be a trained and experienced fisherman to do what he has done before that did not work. But Peter said something. He said, by your word, if you say so, I will obey. If you say so, I will do it. If you say so, Master, you said I should throw it, I will throw it. He obeyed. And that obedience to God's instruction brought abundance into the life of Peter. In the remaining part of this year, I don't want any of you, if you are listening to me, wherever you are listening to me, to joke with God's instructions. God's instructions will be coming out for you, will be coming out for your family, will be coming around you. Be sensitive, be discerning, so that you will not miss your own season of abundance, so that you will obey. You will obey. As much as instruction may not look, may not be reasonable to you, may not be logical to you. However, once you sense that this is the Spirit of the Lord that is speaking, go ahead and do it, and you will see the wonders of the Lord. Peter obeyed. Instead of Peter to reject Jesus Christ, instead, Peter obeyed. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt that Jesus Christ could not possibly do anything or could not understand your needs? He's giving you an instruction, you needed a shoe, but he's giving you an instruction to remove the money in your account, to go and drop it or to give it to someone. You are thinking of how to eat today and he's still telling you that you have this money, the money in your account, transfer it to someone else. It may not be logical, it may not be reasonable to you. Why not obey? Then you will see the wonders of the Lord. And the wonders of the Lord you are going to see for the rest of this year is going to be in abundance in the name of the Lord Jesus. So that is the number two thing that I saw in the life of Peter that brought Peter into his season of abundance, that made him to enjoy his own season of abundance. And the number three thing I would like to talk about is that Peter took action. It's not just enough for you to listen. It's not just enough for you to hear the instructions. It's not just for you to hear instruction. You must be ready to take action. You must be ready to take action. Peter heard it. Peter heard Jesus Christ. He obeyed Jesus Christ and he took action. He threw the net inside the river and he was able to have abundance. Someone that has toiled all night that did not get anything was able to get abundance, was able to have abundance at the end of the day because he did what? He was available, he was obedient, and he took action. So in the remaining part of this year, my brothers and my sisters, my daddies and my mommies, I want us to be available for God, for God's use. I want us to be obedient to God's instruction as the instruction of the Lord will be coming to us. And I want us to take actions as those instructions will be coming, not just for us to hear the instructions alone, but to follow the instructions through. It is my prayer that the Lord will bring unto us our abundance this year, the remaining part of this year, and we will not miss our abundance in the name of the Lord Jesus. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo.